Right, God is good. All the time. Turn with me this morning to the book of Matthew. In chapter 9. Matthew chapter 9. And we'll begin in verse 1. Matthew 9, 1. I'm sure that all of us are aware of the account here of the man who was sick of the palsy that Jesus healed. Matthew chapter 9 and verse 1. And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer. Thy sins be forgiven thee. And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, This man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your heart? For whether it is easier to say, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and walk. But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sin. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thy house. All right. Now, let's read this account in Mark. Mark chapter 2. Mark chapter 2 and verse 1. And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them. This is the same account. This is the same time. This is the same crippled person. This is the same Lord and Savior, God on earth as the Son of God. Verse 2 says, Straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was not room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. No one else could get in to this building. It was so crowded to see the Lord, and he preached the word unto them. He preached his own word unto them. He preached the gospel of himself unto them. And they flocked to him to hear it. Verse 3 says, And they coming unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come near unto him for the press, there were so many people there, they climbed up on the roof, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, God knows the heart, and he's the only one who does. He said unto them, verse 5, Why reason ye these things in your heart? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and take up thy bed and walk? And again, the reason for it. But that you may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. Amen. And he said to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thy house. And immediately he did, immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed, and they glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. They saw the Son of God in power and authority heal those that are sick. Now, we'll stay in Mark 2 for a minute. We see here the picture of a sinner who is bound to a fallen nature. And that sinner is in need of a powerful healer. A powerful Savior. Now, this man was living on a bed. Why? Because he couldn't walk. he was sick of this palsy. He couldn't do anything. The inability of man without God is shown here clearly. He had to lie on his bed. He had to be moved by others, his brothers, his sisters. We don't know, but there were four of them total. He was one of four. And I want us to see, back to chapter 9 of Matthew, Matthew chapter 9. Matthew and Mark both gave this account. And we see by each account that there were those who doubted, scribes and Pharisees. When they brought to him the man sick of the palsy, lying on the bed, Jesus, seeing their face, verse 2 in Matthew chapter 9, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins are forgiven thee. Now he was unable to stand up off of that bed. He was confined to that bed. I want us to see that by nature we are confined to a sinful way of life. We're imprisoned in that life. Another would have to move us because we're spiritually unable to move ourselves. He was in bondage to this bed. Now, we see in another place where the Lord is asked by someone having an affliction, who sinned? His parents? His parents? Or did he sin? What caused it? And the Lord said, no, basically, and I'm paraphrasing, I wanted you to see this miracle. That's the reason he was born this way. For this very moment, you're going to see me heal him. No one else could heal him. Only Jesus. All right. Now the scribes, they did not recognize him as God. Jesus, knowing their thoughts in verse 4, said, Wherefore think you evil in your heart? And we know over in the book of Luke, chapter 16, about 15, we're told that only God knows the heart. But he does know the hearts. He knows us inside and out. So he recognized what they were thinking in their minds and in their hearts. And he says, whether is it easier to say, thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, arise and walk? Well, this was God the Son speaking. So as far as speaking the word heal or arise and walk or be forgiven, either one were in his power, and he not only had the power to heal, he not only has the power to save a soul, but he has the authority. He's God in the person of the Son. Again, the scribes did not recognize him as God, but they recognized that he was putting himself in the place of God. Because they said, only God can forgive sins. So they didn't realize that's who that was. But that was him. Jesus knew the evil in their hearts. Now, the cause of the disease or the affliction of this human nature that we've inherited, let me say that again, the cause of this human nature that draws us under the things of the world over and over is sin. Where did it start? It started in the Garden of Eden, didn't it? Absolutely. When Adam and Eve died, that sinful nature that they had acquired by disobeying God passed on to us, didn't it? And we have to deal with it every day, don't we? I want us to notice a few things here in this account. It was easy for God, the Son, to use His Word to cleanse and to heal this one who had the palsy, because He had power on earth to forgive sins, and He says so Himself. He has the power to heal the sick and lame. He has the power and the authority to heal us who are in bondage, who are laying on a bed and can't get up. Because sin has a hold on us, doesn't it? It does. But I want you to notice here the instructions that God give to this one who is bound by this disease, this affliction, this palsy that he has that causes him to be unable to do. He can't get up. He can't walk. He can't live a normal life. Verse 6. But that you may know, the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins. That you may know that I'm God the Son. I'm that prophet that the Old Testament talked about. I am the Savior that John the Baptist told you was coming. That you may know that I am He. Then saith he to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thy house. What did he say to him? He basically said, get up, didn't he? Get up. Get up out of that bed that's holding you and causing you to be unable to do what I have created you to do. Get up from that sin that holds you. Arise. Did he say, now, of your own strength, I want you to really try hard to overcome this affliction that I have put on you, by the way. Remember, God works all things for our good, even these afflictions, even these problems, even the palsy of this young man here. No, he didn't, did he? No, he didn't tell him to take a deep breath and strain really hard and let's see if you can do it. No, because he knew he couldn't. The same thing's true for a lost sinner, y'all. He's bound by a natural inclination to the world or to sin. But no, you see, Jesus told him to arise, to get up and walk, because I've given you the strength. Because I have released you from that bed that held you in that state. And he was in a state of what? Inability. That's how we are naturally, isn't it? It was a blessing to hear Brother Gene this morning. It was a blessing this morning to hear that it's all to the glory of God. That He's in control. He really is. And let me tell you, He lets us go through the things that we go through in this life for His reasons. I've said before that all the lessons, I believe, that He teaches us through our whole life rolled into one big lesson is, you have to count on Me. He's teaching us we have to depend on Him. He's the one that's reliable. He's the one with all the power in heaven and on earth to heal and to cause us to do what? Arise. Arise out of that situation. Arise off of that bed that has you captive and is holding you in a state of inability to do. Arise, verse 6, take up thy bed and go unto thy house. Well, who was at the house? All those of his family that knew him. They knew that he had had this palsy, however long, maybe from birth. So they saw the miracle and believed. Go on, take up thy bed and go unto thy house or back into your life. That bed's not carrying you no more. You're carrying the bed. You see that? He had the strength to pick up the thing that held him captive and tote it off. Where did he get that from? On the Son of God and His Word. The Word, the commandment. Arise. Get up out of that situation. That's what we are able and enabled to do by God. Because when He quickens us, and that means to make alive, when He gives us His Spirit, with that Spirit comes not only the power to overcome whatever it is, whatever situation we find ourselves in, not only the power, not only the strength, but the authority to overcome. Amen. Who has that authority? God does. But He gives it to us in our daily life when we depend on Him, doesn't He? He really does. He is the faithful God. All right. Jesus paid the price on the cross of Calvary for the forgiveness of our sins. Now, when He saves us, He has already paid the price for our sins. We're already covered in His blood. It's already been mentioned this morning. But I want you to see that we are also covered in the sight of God by His righteousness. His 33 and a half years, He didn't disobey God one time. He didn't want to disobey God one time. He was impeccable. He was perfect. And that righteousness in the sight of God is wrapped around you. He's a marvelous Savior, isn't He? Amen. Not only has He paid the price for the forgiveness of sins, but He has given us freely the ability to rise up from this carnal life in which we live and to walk in the path that He's already laid out for us. We've got the account of His life right here. We can see how He walked. We can see how He felt. We can see how He thought. We can see the compassion and the love that He had for others. Let's turn back over to Mark chapter 2 again. I think this is where He says this. Let's see. Yes, verse 5. We're in Mark chapter 2, verse 5. Now, physically speaking, this son that was let down through the roof of a house by the faith of those who knew that Jesus could heal or had heard that Jesus could heal, they basically were strangers to the Lord and the disciples. But they weren't strangers to the Lord. He knew Him. He knew Him. And notice in verse 5, when Jesus saw their faith, He said unto the sick of the palsy, "Son, son." You see, He loved him. I believe He had known him from the foundation of the world because He created him in Adam. Just like He did you and just like He did me. "Son, thy sins be forgiven thee." He's a great Savior, isn't He? Let me tell you, He's provided everything that we need to walk in this life. And yes, we find ourselves in these situations where we're held in a state of inability. Let me tell you, reminds me of Joseph and his brothers. Remember what he said? Most of his brothers wanted to kill him because they were jealous of him. Dad loved him a lot more and made it obvious, him and his little brother. But fortunately, one of the older brothers said, "Let's don't kill him. Here comes a band headed to Egypt. Let's just sell him." And he did. All of that he went through. In prison. And prison was prison back there. We're talking dungeon chains. And he told his brothers, "That's okay. I realize that you meant it for evil. I forgive you because God meant it for good."
Amen.
You see, the scripture is true that all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. He's a marvelous Savior, isn't He?